Thank you, Marcus, for that, leading us in that beautiful song. I'm sure some of you may not have sang that before much, but it's an appropriate song for today, even for the sermon I have, or we're going to try to bring to you this morning. I'm changing the scripture. I told a lady today when this week when she called about it, I said things are subject to change, but. Our scripture today is going to come out of 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. If you have your Bibles, if you turn to that, please, and follow along. I thought about that this morning. I said, you know, I taught school for 40 years, and it always disappointed me when the kids, I said, turn in such and such page in your book. Mr. Brown, I didn't bring my book. I said, you didn't bring your book to class? I said, how are you going to expect to learn anything? So I wonder if maybe we should make sure everybody brings their Bible to church. You know what I mean? If you're going to come to church, you need to bring your Bible. And we need to read it. We need to follow along with it. We have different translations and so forth. I'm going to read the 4th chapter here. This letter was written by Paul to Timothy, his young student. And as I bring the message this morning, I thought about a lot of things, even during the conference that we had a couple of weeks ago, what I could preach on this Sunday, and several things came to mind, and several things came up. I'll share with you the reason I chose the chapter and also chose the title for the sermon. But to give a little background, Paul was, we know Paul, we know him real well, most of us that's in the church, I should say most of us know it, that's a big assumption, because there might be some of you here that didn't grow up in Bible schools, didn't study the Bible, hadn't read the Bible, don't know anything about Paul. But Paul was an apostle, actually, and I ran across a book at conference called Apostolic Preaching, and I read that book while I was down there. And the early preachers, the apostles, you know, at that time brought a message to the people. This is the very young stages of Christianity now. This is when Christianity was at very, very young stage. They didn't have churches like we have today, but it was spread. But Timothy was a young man that Paul, matter of fact, he called him his son. He loved him. But he wanted to leave him with some departing words and some departing thoughts. And it goes along with what I'll share with you this morning. If you'll follow along with me in chapter 4, I'll be reading from the King James Version. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsufferings and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the works of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved his present world, and has departed into Thessalonica, and Syracen, and to Galatia, and Titus to Malta. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Taurus with Carpus, when they cometh, bring with thee, and the book, but especially the parchment. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil, and the Lord rewarded him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for he had greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of lions. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me until his heavenly kingdom, and to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Our great